Supporters of a food labeling measure in Oregon have conceded defeat more than 1 month after the election. Measure 92 would have required food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods. It produced the most expensive initiative campaign in Oregon history. The difference between the no and yes votes was so close it triggered the first statewide recount in more than 6 years. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman says that recount is largely confirming the initial totals.
The final margin is still being determined, but it looks like it's going to be about 800 votes. That's extremely close in a statewide election in which more than 1.5 million votes were cast. But ultimately, you only need to win by one. And in this case, the No on 92 campaign came out victorious.
That's Salem correspondent Chris Lehman. The Yes on 92 campaign says it won't pursue a potential legal challenge to the election results. A judge in Portland this week turned down an attempt to block certification of the recount.